This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, specializing in knockdown and installations of your warehouse equipment. They also sell used forklifts and dock equipment, largest used rack inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Call Eddie right now, 305-887-9212, Pallet Rack City.
Big O, Canes versus Clemson. Are you convinced that the Canes are back? And what do you think the Canes can do to get the win? Joe, they're not even close to being back. Okay, let's not get ridiculous now. Okay, you know,
give them a game, right?
And that doesn't mean you're back either. Okay, but it would be nice if they can be somewhat competitive with Clemson. That's all I'm asking for. I do know, but because it's kind of like the same thing with Marino and getting the next quarterback, we're like dying to get to it already. And we're all dying for the U to get back. And every time there's like a modicum of success, we want to start, hey, is the U back? And I don't know how you can even come back. Let me ask, Joe, did you live 87? Did you live 89? Did you live 91? Are you old enough for 2001? Do you remember those Canes teams? Does this Canes team resemble anything that? There. That's all. I just answered your question. Okay? So when you see these Canes teams resemble 2001, okay, 97, 90, no, I'm sorry, 87, 91, 85, no, not 85, 83, right? 83.
83, 87, 89, 91, 01.
86. Okay.
86, 88.
Yeah, 88. When you see them resemble any of those teams and they look as good as those teams, then they're back. So, Joe, you're on the text line. Please tell me. You answer now the question, does this team, is it equal to any of the championship teams in the past or even the teams that were in championship games? Because I still think to this day, the 86 Canes are the greatest UM team ever. The one that didn't win the title in the Fiesta Bowl. Please tell me, any of those teams there resemble those teams? Tell me. I want to know.
The 88 team, it's the Notre Dame loss.
Right now, I'm just...
That's it, you know?
Joe says, yes, sir, they. I agree, just wanted your thoughts. No, that's not what I asked, bro. Answer that. That's what I want to know. And when you see that, that's when they actually are back. If they can't compare to those teams, they're not back. They're not even close.
Let's remember, what is it, the last, how far back can we go now? 5, 4, 6 times we played Clemson.
Yeah.
We have gotten our asses waxed.
Yeah.
Like 30, close. 40, okay?
It's not even close.
If we're within 14 points, it's a huge improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty sad.
Yep. John Rouse is in the house. Wow. He is in. Haven't seen John Rouse in a while.
Getting a little worried about you, man.
No, he wasn't like all last week. I don't think I saw him on the chat board at all. And he sends us a super chat with a sticker, a new sticker. I've never seen that sticker before. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Anthony says, Leighton Tunsil, or you mean Laramie Tunsil, I'm sorry, has given up no sacks, no penalties. Austin Jackson has one penalty, no sacks allowed. Right now we're saving $30 million a year and have a first and second round pick for one penalty every three games. I think that's a pretty good trade-off, Anthony. I think that's called a great front office. When you can trade your left tackle, immediately draft another, and have two extra picks to go along with it.
Sentiment, Tunsil, penalty prone guy.
Yeah, but he hasn't done a lot. According to Anthony Statster, he hasn't committed a lot of penalties, so that's good.
Give him a chance. We were only 3 weeks into the season.
Yep. Carlos says, Ravens got exposed. Chiefs just look great and are too good. So many weapons. I'd like to see if Finns get that many weapons for Tua as well. Well, everything takes time, my brother. They didn't build it overnight. Let's see. Troy says, love my Canes, but we're not back yet. We need a couple of more top 10 recruiting classes, and we can't lose more than two games a season. We're still 2 to 3 years away. And you know, to me, it's not this top 10 recruiting class crap, because I've seen plenty of teams that have top 10 recruiting classes and they don't win. It's having great recruits, but it's developing them, developing the talent, the scheme, everything, the culture, all of that that goes with it. It's not just the players. The players walk into Alabama and they're better because they went to Alabama. The players walk into Clemson and they're better because they walked into a great coaching staff that has now been doing it for player after player after player. That's where we've got to get to. It's not so much who you recruit. It's who's also coaching and developing those recruits. So that's the job that Manny Diaz and his staff have, is find the recruits and get the best out of those recruits and make them great so others want to go there and be with you.